This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The fallout continues today after U.S. President Donald Trump canceled peace talks with Afghanistan's Taliban leaders after the insurgent group claimed responsibility for an attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier and 11 other people. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Trump administration has recalled envoy Zalmay Khalilzad, and it will be up to Taliban leaders to get peace talks in the country back on track. The Taliban say they believe they had finalized a deal with U.S. negotiators, and President Trump's decision to call off talks at Camp David involving the Afghan government has hurt American credibility. But President Trump says it was the Taliban's ongoing attacks, including one in Kabul on Thursday that killed an American soldier, that scuttled the talks. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells ABC's This Week,
President Trump said, "I'm not going to take that deal. I'm not going to work with someone that can't deliver on their commitments."
Meanwhile, in Kabul,
"We want peace. We want to end this meaningless, senseless war."
Afghan presidential spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui says if anyone's going to secure peace,
it should be the Afghan government and the Afghan people.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Russian voters handed setbacks to Kremlin-affiliated candidates in Moscow and other local elections nationwide. With most of the vote counted, returns showed pro-Kremlin candidates lost over a third of their seats in the race for Moscow's city council. Meanwhile, Kremlin-backed candidates appeared poised to hold on to important governor posts in 16 regions, including St. Petersburg. Iran says the oil tanker at the center of a major diplomatic dispute with the United States has sold its cargo, a violation of international sanctions. It had been detained for 6 weeks by British Marines off Gibraltar in July after it was suspected of violating European Union sanctions against oil sales to Syria. This is VOA News. What is now called post-tropical cyclone Dorian battered the Canadian Maritime provinces and far eastern Quebec with tropical storm force winds. More from VOA's Zlatka Hoke.
Canadian officials say more than 400,000 people in the coastal areas lost power, but there were no reports of injuries linked to the storm. Meanwhile, authorities in the northern Bahamas began evacuating the dead from the Abaco Islands, which were hit by the Category 5 hurricane last week. The government says 43 people died in the storm, but the toll is expected to rise to hundreds after search and rescue teams go through the mountains of debris. The bodies are being flown to the capital Nassau on the new province island for further processing. Hundreds of survivors of Great Abaco have also been transported to Nassau.
When my home collapsed and I felt like I almost died, you know, because a lot of people died and I thought I was going to be one of them. And we just started praying and everything, and then we survived.
Authorities say more people from the devastated islands will be coming to Nassau in the coming days. Zlarica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has told Ireland's leader a new Brexit deal can be reached, allowing Britain to leave the European Union by the October 31st deadline. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Speaking alongside Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar in Dublin, Johnson said a deal on the Irish border question can be secured in time to enable a smooth British departure from the EU by the scheduled Brexit date. But the embattled Prime Minister didn't explain how the long-standing stalemate can be broken in a way that would satisfy the other 27 EU leaders and would win backing in Britain's Parliament, where his party no longer has a working majority. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Hezbollah says its fighters shot down an Israeli drone over southern Lebanon. The militant group says it used suitable weapons to take down the drone and that the aircraft was in its possession. The Israeli military reports one of its drones went down in the same area but did not specify a cause. Officials in northern Burkina Faso say at least 29 people were killed in two separate incidents Sunday. A government spokesman says at least 15 people were killed when a truck carrying people and goods rode over an improvised explosive device. 14 people were killed separately when a food convoy of trucks came under attack. The Zimbabwean government plans a state funeral for longtime ruler Robert Mugabe in a sports stadium in Harare next Saturday, with a burial ceremony a day later. Zimbabweans have been confused about when they would get to pay their last respects to Mugabe since his death in a Singapore hospital on Friday. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
In broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits. All